Welcome back to our Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show. Kelly Schultz here on the Beaver Radio Network. Joining me, the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, great weekend of hockey. Unfortunately, somebody had to win this one. Unfortunately, it wasn't the Beavers. I know a lot of people were pulling for you guys after last night's big victory. Why were the Bulldogs able to score so many goals?
Just waiting for some folks to go by here.
Yeah, no problem.
Hockey could be a funny game, Kelly.
Yeah.
Certainly wasn't from, they weren't out playing us. They weren't, it was fluky. I mean, the second goal goes off Lauren from behind the net. You know, they throw it out from behind the net, hits her stick and goes in. The third goal, Kara gets her stick on it and it deflects in. That's just, they seem to get the bounces. And unfortunately, we didn't, it wasn't from, it was certainly, at the start of the game, I thought we were the fresher team.
Mm-hmm.
We had good jump. We were getting the pucks deep. We just couldn't get one. We had a couple of really good chances there early on and we don't score. And then, they throw one at the net from a tight angle and it somehow finds its way in and we're down one nothing after one. But boy, I felt really good about how we were playing, and then within a matter of a couple minutes, it's 4-0. So unfortunate, but our group never quit, kept battling. We got the power play one, and I thought Duluth obviously managed that third period very well. We didn't get much going.
You had to put Kerrigan Dowie in. She hadn't played in a long time, but I thought she looked pretty sharp out there. 13 saves.
Yeah, I did a nice job. Just at that point, just trying to get a spark. She did very well.
A group of eight amazing seniors, including your equipment manager, Jacob Snuggerud. I've talked about all the girls. Tough to see Jack Casa's season come to an end last night. What does the senior class mean to this group, especially the legacy that they will have left?
Just a tremendous group, both on and off the ice. Raising the bar. I mean, academically, all of them were all on the all academic team. They're all on the all WCHA all scholar team. I mean, just tremendous students. They've been tremendous ambassadors for our program in terms of being involved in the community. And obviously, I told them last night's, that's something that's going to go down the annals as one of the all-time, biggest wins in our program history. And that's something that they can all be very proud of and to fight and battle like they did and get that game. And like I told them, it wasn't a matter of being out of gas today. It was just, like I said, they had puck luck. We didn't.
Coach, I know a tough way to end up having to travel home, but what did you tell your team at the end of that game?
Just how proud I am. How proud I am of all of them. And just what they've meant so much to our program, like I said, both on and off the ice. And they've raised the culture of our program and just the standard that they conduct themselves. They're wonderful women and Snuggy, a great guy, and just they're going to be missed. Absolutely, they're going to be missed.
Coach, they make me proud to be an alum of BSU, and I'm sure a lot of other people would agree with me. Coach, sorry to see your season, our season, to end this way, but we'll see you back in Bemidji. Thanks so much.
Kelly, I want to thank you. I want to thank you again for your passion for our program, your love for our program. You're a big part of this. You are absolutely a big part of this, and what you do for our program, what you do for the fans of our program, their parents, grandparents, the people that can't come to the games, means so much. And I know you bleed green, and we really appreciate everything you do for our program, and you're a big part of it, so thank you very much.
Thanks, Coach. You got me crying now. We'll see you back in Bemidji. Thank you so much.
You betcha. Yep.
Bye-bye. Head Coach Jim Scanlon. Ooh, okay, catch my breath. It is a hockey family, folks. Traveling with these young women and their coaching staff and their staff is very special. And unfortunately, when the season comes to an end, I get a little bit emotional. So, until next year, thanks to everybody who emailed the booth. Thanks to the coaches, the players, always gracious about giving interviews, even after tough games. And something like this weekend will not be forgotten. what a great effort last night and the night before, and a great effort here today. Like Coach said, Beavers weren't getting any lucky bounces, but somebody had to win this one and move on to next weekend. We'll just have to wait until next year or next season. But thanks again to everybody who emailed the booth. Again, we wrap this up from Amsoil Arena. Again, a 4-1 loss by Bemidji State, and our 2019-20 season for Bemidji State women's hockey comes to a close. I will come back and wrap things up. We'll tell you what's coming up on the Beaver Radio Network next weekend. There's still more hockey to be played. Again, 4-1, our final here at Amsoil Arena.